This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. A recent study by the University of Queensland shows that homosexuals really do want the right to marry. Of the more than 2,000 people who completed a survey, 65% of under 20s and 62% of under 30s prefer marriage for their long-term relationships. Overall, 54% of respondees would choose marriage for themselves and 80% want the right to choose. The research, Not So Private Lives, has been submitted to the Senate's same-sex marriage inquiry.
Sydney's Supreme Court case on the murder of a gay man continues to build steam. The Australian reports a text saying, "Hey Sexy," was sent by Michael Atkins to his now dead lover, Matthew Leveson, on the same day he went missing. It's alleged, however, that the 46-year-old had his boyfriend's mobile phone at the time and that the texts were faked to cover up his disappearance. The trial continues.
Gay rights activists confronted organisers of a conference in Mitcham in Melbourne's eastern suburbs. The Baptist conference claimed that its aim was to help church people deal with sexual issues, including homosexuality, with compassion and respect. But gay rights activist Tim Wright said that the conference was hurtful and repressive, and a mini-expo at the event showcased organisations involved in the homosexual conversion business.
An American teenager is fast becoming the latest YouTube sensation over a tearful speech on gay marriage. The 16-year-old's dads were married late last year, and footage has since emerged of Chelsea Montgomery Dubin saying, "Love is all that counts and not gender."
"According to me, marriage is not just a man and a woman, or two people who love each other, and no one can tell them that they don't belong together, or that they shouldn't love each other."
Her father's tied the knot just before marriage became illegal in California.
Uruguay's new adoption bill may not be the saviour it was meant to be for gay couples wanting to adopt. As the country waits for the law to be approved by the Prime Minister, it's turned out that same-sex couples aren't even mentioned. Lawyers now claim that judges won't be able to approve same-sex adoption because it's not explicitly stated. The bill's author says that shouldn't be a problem, as anyone in a civil union is now able to adopt, and gays can legally form civil unions.
More gay men are taking HIV tests than ever before. That's according to a British sexual health survey, which shows that 66% of the 6,000 questioned had been tested. While the UK analysis is the biggest of its type, next year we'll see another survey featuring 20 languages covering most of Europe.
Aceh, a province in Indonesia, has introduced harsh new laws to punish homosexuals, adulterers and those caught drinking alcohol. Under the new law, anyone convicted of homosexual behaviour can be publicly lashed and sentenced to 8 years in prison. Aceh, a semi-autonomous region, follows strict Islamic Sharia principles. Due to take effect from mid-October, the new law has outraged human rights activists.
Brendan Nelson's told of how some people thought he was gay. The former opposition leader, who recently quit politics for an ambassador's role, has told of an incident with a group of women in 1996. They apparently said they thought he was a homosexual because of an earring. After denying it, one of them then leaned over on a table and banged her fists, asking him to prove it.
And briefly in other news, Victoria's Community Services Minister has said that 2,000 children who should have been assigned child protection caseworkers last year were not given one. Melbourne lesbian filmmaker Elka Kirkhoffs has taken out a Sydney Underground Film Festival award for her short animation film Lash. Former New South Wales MP Virginia Chadwick, who was, among other things, the first female opposition whip and education minister in New South Wales, has died. And Lord Snowden, who was once married to Princess Margaret, is denying claims made in a new book that he had a string of gay affairs.
To QNN Sport, the man in charge of soccer's chief governing body in England has vowed to stamp out homophobia in the sport. The FA chairman has promised to work with the Kick It Out project to produce a film covering the issue next year. It follows revelations made by a PR guru who says a footballer's career would be in tatters if he came out of the closet. This Saturday is that one day in September with the AFL season coming down to two teams in the grand final at the MCG. And in the NRL, the Storm will be playing off for a spot in the grand final with the prelim at Etihad Stadium on Friday night.
If you're listening to QNN, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.